Well, Dave Manier has been on stage at Cornwall Works WISE 2011 Awards to give a presentation and to give some words of wisdom. Just tell me a little bit about the words of wisdom you wanted to give to the award ceremony here.
I don't know about words of wisdom. I thought it was a bit of a fun double act with me and Chris Hines, bless him.
Yes, there was a bit about his wicker coffin, wasn't there?
That's right. That's right. Apparently he's got one planned. It can't come soon enough.
And it's in your garage.
And it's in my garage, that's right. No, I think this is actually not for me to give words of wisdom, but it's quite humbling, actually, because there's an awful lot of people in this room who've actually achieved all sorts of things. You know, like right from the start. As I said in my speech, I managed to have come down from London to work at Eden, you know, 12 years ago, and sort of swanned in there and had a great 9 years, and then waltzed into one of the other nice jobs in the county over at 15. So I've been very lucky, and there's a lot of people here who, you know, worked a damn sight harder than that with their own money right from the start, and it's great to see them sort of recognised in this way. The stage is full of them right now.
And what does it say about Cornwall to see this amount of ideas and energy?
Yeah, it's a remarkable place, or I wouldn't have come home. When I left, I was in advertising 25 years, and I thought, oh yeah, I can go back to Eden and to Cornwall and still play in the First Division. And I think we are playing in the First Division. You know, you pick up a newspaper at the weekend and you will find there will always be an article on Cornwall and what we're doing down here, whether it's in the hospitality tourism industry or still in the mining industry we saw today. Just all sorts of areas where the place buzzes. And that mix, as I've said before, of Cornish people and people that have chosen to live here and brought their expertise with them, mix all that together and it's a heady brew.
I mean, you've had a big input into people's lives at 15. Just explain, I mean, what does that do for you?
I suppose it makes me feel pretty good, really. I mean, somebody said today that, you know, leadership is just getting in charge and letting people go for their shots, and that's all I've done over there. A steady hand on the tiller of something which, you know, if I got run over by a bus tomorrow, would run along very nicely. So there's 80 staff there and 20 apprentices. So, you know, 100 people. We're coming up for our fifth birthday, and we were not there 5 years ago. So it's quite a success story. And as I say, it runs with a relaxed professionalism, whether I'm there or half the management or not. It kind of runs through the place like a stick of rock.